We're on the telephone with Sally Worley, who is Operations Director for Practical Farmers of Iowa. PFI was one of the recipients of a grant from the Water Quality Initiative in Iowa to look at innovative delivery of water quality practices and expanding the use of those practices. Well, Sally says here that you're going to be working on the integration of ruminant livestock and cover crops to meet Iowa's nutrient reduction goals. So talk about this project and what you'll be doing specifically.
Well, yeah, thanks for the opportunity. We got a grant from the Water Quality Initiative to look at how cover crops can be more integrated into ruminant livestock systems to make them more financially viable for farmers, as well as provide local feedstock for animals.
Okay, and will this be focused on a specific area of the state then?
Yes, it will. It will be focused on producers in the Floyd, North Raccoon, and Turkey River watersheds. And we'll work on demonstrating the value that incorporating the cover crops into row crops and ruminant livestock have on those producers.
Are there challenges, certain challenges associated with this that you'll be trying to address?
Absolutely. The main challenge that we're helping people overcome is reducing the amount of nutrients that are being put into Iowa's water sources from Iowa's farms. And one good way to do that is through planting cover crops on their ground so that the ground is covered more of the year and less nutrients leach out of the ground. And we do quite a bit of work on cover crops to help our farmers evaluate whether they are practical for their farms because they can have a significant impact on reducing the nitrogen and phosphorus that are leached out of their farms. And this project in particular looks at how planting cover crops and then grazing them is a practical way to reduce nutrient pollution, plus provide economic benefits to owners of the cattle.
So there are some good opportunities here for cattle producers to look at cover crops and how they could fit into their operation, what you're saying.
Absolutely, and we'll do that. We have six livestock farmers recruited from the North Raccoon and Floyd watersheds who are going to do a three-year on-farm research trial, and they are going to look at the economics of incorporating cover crops with their grazing livestock. And then we will provide quite a bit of outreach on the results of those trials through field days, publications, and articles to get the information we learn out to the general public and other livestock producers.
So I'm guessing there's not a lot of this being done in that area right now?
That's correct. We've done quite a bit of work, as have other organizations in Iowa, on helping farmers learn the economics of cover crops, as well as the practical benefits and the challenges of incorporating those into their systems. This project in particular looks at going an additional step and then integrating the cattle either from your farm or a neighboring farm to get more value and benefits out of the cover crops planted. And yes, there is not a lot of work done on that. Justify the use of cover crops economically and from a time point of view. We're very appreciative of the funding, and we hope that this will generate more successful adoption of cover crops across Iowa, as it is a very effective way to reduce nutrient pollution from the farms in the state.